Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the top of the third hour. Man, talk about a powerful 3 hours of radio. We've got another one to go. So it's two, really, but we've got another one to go. Philip Van Cleve. I told you I interviewed Phil Van Cleve from the Virginia Citizens Defense League on Thursday's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios, and it was a very good interview. What's going on in Virginia right now should scare every American, so much so that I want you to hear what Phil had to say, because he's neck deep in the battle against the socialists and what they're trying to do to the great state of Virginia. Phil will be here. I'm going to play that hour. Three quarters of it. He was with me for three segments on Thursday. I'm going to play that coming up next. Right now, AWR Hawkins was kind enough to stick with me over the top of the hour break. So we've got AWR back. AWR, always a pleasure. Thanks for staying over the break with us at the top. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
You were talking about in the previous hour, no amount of gun control would have stopped any. Look, you can name me any shooting you want and no amount of gun control would have stopped it. I mean, how many times have we proven that together over the years?
Right. Right. Well, in addition to all the gun controls I talked about, I didn't want to belabor the point, but the shooting happened in the gun-free zone, which is 100% gun control. So, yeah, no gun control would have stopped this. And but, you know, you had Elizabeth Warren come out before the facts were known. We got to stop it. We got to do something. You know, and look, you make yourself look stupid when you do that, because I'm like you. Something was fishy here.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren, though, can't wait to come out. We're going to push gun control on this. And about an hour and a half after she came out for gun control, it comes out, this was a Saudi national. He was a pilot who was here, a lieutenant in the Saudi Arabia Air Force, so on and so forth. And that's egg on Elizabeth Warren's face. Now, my guess is, of course, she won't apologize to take it back. What she'll do is try to figure out a way to go forward with it and keep the gun control push alive. And I hope she does. I hope she does, because this is one of those deals here. American people don't come away from this shooting, as I said in the last segment. They don't come away from this shooting being scared or paranoid, excuse me. They come away from this shooting going, you know what, I'm going to get prepared. What's going to happen Monday? We're going to sell a lot of handguns.
Oh, yeah.
And by we, I mean gun store owners and different things are going to sell a lot of handguns, because people are going to say, you know what, I want a gun with me in case a loon like this starts opening fire in the grocery store, at my church, at the gas station, wherever it is.
And you know the worst part about it is the media is not going to pressure her. They're not going to question her. They're not going to ask her if she rethought anything that she said based on the facts that are out now. And they're not going to bother with any of that. Let's go to, let me go to Virginia with you for just a minute. This is a volatile situation in Virginia as far as I'm concerned, AWR. And when you look at the fact that you have socialists who have not held the reins of power for 26 years in this state. And I talked about this with Paul Markle. I talked a little bit about it with Lloyd Bailey in the previous hour. But here's what concerns me. After 26 years of not being in power in the state of Virginia, do you think that they're concerned about fixing the things they think the Republicans didn't bother with? You know, like maybe welfare or Virginia's position in the climate hoax or roads and bridges and tunnels and things like that. No, their first order of business is to disarm their population through myriad gun control laws. Why?
Well, it's because they're not in there to fix things. They're in there to implement their agenda. And look, these folks, people have to understand, Democrats won that state because of tactical decisions, strategic decisions. If we can quote George W. Bush, because of Democrats' strategery. And they use their strategery to have people move. And I want to say for the record, I quote George W. Bush very infrequently, because I think he was a weak man on so many things and left us the mess that Trump had to fix. But that's neither here nor there. You have Democrats who have taken it so serious that they've moved from their states into Virginia just to change the voting paradigm. And they've been able to swing that state because of it. These people are serious about taking control. politics is power to a Democrat. So they didn't win these seats in January just because, well, the people were finally convinced. No, they won these seats because they took gun control proponents, moved them to the state, had them vote. This is all part of an agenda, and the gun control is just, that's what they're after. They're not worried about the other things.
43 counties now, since you wrote your piece, stating 23, 43 now are up. Now we have, as you know, a sheriff, you've written about it, who has, and we've talked about it on the program earlier, listener, if you missed it, go back and tune in, AWR, who has vowed to deputize thousands of his citizens. This is a powerful message. Now we have the Attorney General, Mark Herring, standing up saying, we will enforce our laws. This sounds to me like there's lines in the sand being drawn. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Now, here's the deal. Mark Herring, I'm going to be careful what I say here. And by that, I mean, I don't want to say something to insult him too bad. But he's not he's not the brightest knife in the bulb drawer. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
And this is the same guy who was right out there hot and heavy for denying recognition of any out-of-state concealed carry licenses and this and that. And I think that lasted about a month. And the people kind of go, hey, Mark, hey, cool it off now. Lay off the sugar for a while. Take a nap. Chill out. And so I'm not surprised by anything he says. I do, however, agree with you that lines are being drawn in the sand. And the good news is some of the guys drawing the lines are Sheriff Scott Jenkins out of Culpeper County, Sheriff Ricky Walker out of Amelia County, and other sheriffs I could name. And these guys are – see, here's what you have. A lot of people don't understand, and I know you've said it for years, I've said it for years, people don't understand the role that a sheriff plays, the power that a sheriff has. But if a sheriff says there's not going to be gun control enforced in his county, guess what? There's not going to be gun control enforced in his county unless powers higher than he at a state level or federal level send in troops and such. And if you do that, that starts to ring of something. I think it happened at a place called Fort Sumner a long time ago, and I'm not sure that people really want to get into that. So, but lines are drawn, and that's where we are.
Yeah, it's frightening to watch. It's predictable, you know. I think this was predictable. But I believe that the Democrats will talk a big game. They will do what they did in Connecticut. They will do what Blumenthal does. They will do what the rest of these lunatic loudmouths do. They will chat, chitter-chatter. And then when confronted and say, then come and arrest me and enforce your law, they won't because they can't, because they know they can't. And I think Virginians are in a position. Look, I've said a long time that the Socialist Party, formerly known as Democrats, is forcing good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding Americans to have to make decisions that they never thought they'd have to make in their lifetime, AWR. And a lot of people thought that was me saying call to arms. No, I'm talking about just the decision to have to decide, am I going to follow that law or not? No good, decent American should be put in that position to have to make that decision, should they?
No. And I think that's a tactic of the left to say that if you talk about these problems, you're saying call to arms and such, or let's get ready, let's shoot. I mean, I'm not doing any of that. But what I am saying with you is that people are in a position where they understand if we follow these laws, we're going to be defenseless. And I remember when Beto O'Rourke was, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15. The next day I went out to my flagpole, which is right by the road, and I raised the flag. It's got an AR-15 on it and a big black star, and it said, come and take it. Mm-hmm. And I remember while I was raising the flag, people driving by, I remember hearing horns, and it was weird. And I turned and looked at the road, and people were slowing down as they drove by just to stick their arms out the window with their thumbs up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the point is, the American people understand what's at stake here. And they understand that these Democrats are trying to take away liberty. And that's what Democrats do. They take things. People need to keep that very basic political lesson. Democrats take, conservatives give. And by I don't mean conservatives give you a check every month and they give you this, but what they do is they give you the room you need to defend your freedom, the room you need to pursue your dreams. They give those things to you by getting government out of the way. What do the Democrats do? They come in and they take with regulation, with taxation, with gun control, with land seizures via ecological claims and other things. So you just got to understand that. You're picking parties you're going to vote for. The Democrat Party is a disaster, and there's no reason to be affiliated with it in any way, shape, or form.
AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, thank you for sticking over the hour with me. I do appreciate it greatly. You can read everything that AWR Hawkins writes at Breitbart.com. When we come back after this next break, I'm going to give you the three segments that I had with Phil Van Cleve in Virginia, neck deep. You don't want to miss it. Compelling conversation back after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hey!
it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
As I promised, here's the interview that I did on Thursday with Virginia Citizens Defense League's Philip Van Cleve, who is neck deep. And we spent three segments together on the airwaves talking about what it is they face in Virginia. I was looking forward to talking to Phil. I can't wait for you to hear this. So sit back and enjoy this incredible interview with what they have to face in Virginia right now. On the phone with me right now is a good friend of mine, Phil Van Cleve, Virginia Citizens Defense League. Phil, how the heck are you?
Oh, unbelievably busy.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like we're seeing now.
Let's start from the beginning. When you and I spoke yesterday about your appearance on the show today, I was actually glad to hear you say this, was if we couldn't get it done at the polls, we have to get it done now. So let's go back to the beginning and let's talk about some things that are kind of hurtful, but have to be said. I've said it. You tell me if I'm wrong. You're a Virginia resident. I just have a lot of family and friends there. But if all gun owners had gone to the polls when they were supposed to, would we even be in this situation? I've said we wouldn't.
I agree with you. No, I mean, 60% of the registered voters didn't show up, and I guarantee a big chunk of that were gun owners.
Unbelievable. Just
thought, nothing. It'll never happen here. Nothing. Part of it, I think, is that they've gotten used to VCDL keeping the state under control. We haven't had any new gun control in over 20 years. We were warning. We screamed this time. We said, this is different. You need to get out, get your family. Make everybody you know swear on their firstborn they're going to get to the polls. We really pushed hard. We reminded them the day before, reminded them the day of, and now people that weren't listening to us are listening to us in big numbers. But now we got to fight this war that we didn't have to be in.
I hate to hear that. I hate to hear that. I knew that was the case, but hearing it come from you, who is so intimately involved with the information and the numbers that you're giving us, man, oh man, 60%, that's huge.
Yes.
Okay, well, I feel vindicated a little bit at least because I was pretty hard on gun owners who didn't go to the polls. You know, look, we got to blame ourselves when, you know, we can't walk away from this. You know, we own it. We've allowed socialism in this country to fester for the last 40 years. In large part, we're seeing what we've got because we stayed on the sidelines and didn't nip it in the bud, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago when we had an opportunity to do so. All right, so.
Absolutely.
The number I've seen today, right now, is 41 counties are now declared officially Second Amendment sanctuaries.
It's 43.
So it's up to 43.
We went up two yesterday.
Okay.
Went up two last night.
What were the two new counties? Can you tell me?
Let me think here.
It's not necessary. If you don't know the name, it's no big deal. I've got an alphabetical list of it. I'm not going to go through the list, but.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was Gloucester or. There was one county and I think one town, but it went up by two. Anyhow,
How many of these meetings have you attended?
I can only do one a day, so I think I've been to like four or five of them now.
Tell me what's going on at the meetings.
Oh, I mean, well, the numbers in Virginia, the people showing up for these, truly, every time they have one of these, inevitably, one of the board of supervisors, city council people goes, I've never seen this many people here for anything over the years. You know, we've had people even in Fairfax that worked in that building for over 10 years and never seen anything like, not even close to what they saw the other night when Fairfax showed up. It's like that across the state. They had 1,000 people in Little Shenandoah County show up. They had 1,000 people in Bedford. They had 1,500 down in Virginia Beach. They had 650 plus in Suffolk. It just goes on and on. It's inevitably fill the room, flood the halls, and even go outside and flood out there. That's the turnout. And what really woke me up is I went to Amherst. That was early on. And I thought, well, you know, I can go right in. I had driven for 2 hours, and I need to go in and take, you know. I took one look at the building, and I said, oh, my God. It was like there was no way to get in the meeting room. They have a big hall and a big, you know, down the staircase and a big hall down underneath. That was all full, and they had people coming out wrapping around the parking lot. And it was like in Amherst, you know, it was like, holy cow.
Now, these are people that these meetings are just to decide whether or not to even bring it up, right?
Some of them are. Some are to vote on it. This was one to discuss it and get public input. They didn't vote. They're going to vote on that next week. We expect it will pass handily.
Phil, take me to Fairfax real quick. Let me go to Fairfax. Fairfax is right smack in the belly of the beast up in Northern Virginia, Central County in Northern Virginia. No doubt overwhelmingly voted blue, I would guess, and I would probably be right there, right? This was an overflow meeting in Fairfax. Stand a chance? Are they going to get the vote? What do you think?
Oh, probably not. Just because of who's on the board. I mean, I think if God himself came down and told them to do it, they would ignore him. But the turnout, look, even if someplace like that doesn't do it, the turnout makes the news. I guarantee that the Democrat leadership is probably beside themselves at this time looking at what's happened. I know. They started, you know, the other side has started attacking VCDL and going after me and all this stuff. And when they're doing that, they're doing it because they're scared. They thought they had it made after the election. They thought we would just roll over and they could just get all this gun control they wanted done. And then they suddenly opened their eyes and saw this wave of counties, basically turning. Look at all the red counties starting to send a message to Richmond saying, don't do it. They realized suddenly that their plans are in jeopardy.
Let me play some devil's advocate here for a second. Don't elections have consequences, Brother Phil?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
And we're working hard to make up for them.
Yeah, but here we are again. I got to say this.
Yes.
We're coming in, you know, the blue wave. They feel they have a mandate because they won an election. I can look at the electoral map of the state of Virginia and tell you ain't got a mandate. You got three big counties.
And what they did, not only that, but when you look at the election in Virginia, this was supposed to be about gun control. That's what the other side was claiming. This is a gun control referendum, you know. Now, all the strong people, including Amanda Chase, who they really poured money and tried to get her out, she won by almost double digits. All that money Bloomberg poured in and all that stuff, that didn't do much. What happened was we had a gerrymandering thing that went to the courts. They re-gerrymandered part of Tidewater area. And those are the seats that were lost. It wasn't lost because of gun control push. It was lost because of gerrymandering.
All right, here's what I want to do. You can stay with me another segment, right?
Yes.
I want to get to the nuts and bolts of this because what fascinates me about what's happening in my dear state of Virginia, where I lived and played and worked and skied the James River as a kid and graduated college, where my sister lives, where my closest friend in the world, and the Sport Fish crew, the Desperado that sponsor the program in Virginia Beach reside. This is a Petri dish. The rest of the nation is watching this unfold before our eyes, the potential birth of New Jersey-esque gun control in a free, what is still a conservative state. And this is really a picture of what we can see on a national level. When we come back, I'm going to continue the conversation with Phil Van Cleve, head of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, and we're going to ask some pointed questions and get some pointed answers, no doubt. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Taser Self-Defense. Visit Taser.com to meet your new sidekick.
I'm just going to make this quick because I have to. Please make sure to visit all of the sponsors who keep this program on the air. There's a lot of very big things coming to Armed American Radio down the pike. We couldn't do it together without them. If you're going to drink coffee, drink Defender Coffee. Support the Second Amendment. If you're going to buy a safe, buy it from Vault Pro. You're going to read stuff pro-gun, go to ammoland.com/AAR and read it. Go to PDN, get all the information from PDN. You're going to buy a knife, buy an Emerson knife. You know the routine. All of our sponsors, support them. Let's go back to Phil Van Cleve. Phil, all right, first let's tackle this question. Why don't the individual states have an electoral system like we have federally?
You know, that's a good question, and I would love to see that in Virginia. That would really balance things out. And, of course, now wouldn't be the time to get them. If we had a different election, maybe we could have actually worked for something like that.
It would certainly seem to make sense. You've got big problems in Virginia now. Anytime socialists move into power, you've got big problems. And yes, that's evident right now in the state of Virginia. It's never been more evident than it is now. You got socialists that took over both of the houses of the assembly. You got Blackface Northam in there as governor, and they're claiming a mandate and something over the lives of the people that they don't even know the people that live out in Roanoke County and Salem and Red. They don't know anything about those people.
Let's fly over to them.
And it's their own state.
Yeah, and our own attorney general's had his problems, the lieutenant governor. I mean, you know, all the Democrat leadership, even in the executive branch, there's all kinds of problems and scandals there. And the truth is, crime is going down and gun ownership is going up.
Mm-hmm. So they don't care. It's not about
no
crime.
Crisis. There's no, yeah, of course yeah. they don't. But,
it,
but that's,
about
of course, what they say. That's what they claim. And we know.
This is evidence of that. All right. Now, let's get to some really pointed questions here, because I'm a little fearful about what could happen in Virginia. You now have counties standing up. You have sheriffs. Is the sheriff in every one of these 41 or 43 counties standing up saying the same thing and in agreement, right?
I don't know if every one of them is, but a lot of them are. A few are even saying, I don't care what the county does. I'm not going to enforce this stuff.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, too. That's the constitutional sheriff aspect. We talked to Sheriff Mack about that a lot. All right.
Yes.
So now we have, let's take a county, because here's the deal. You and I spoke yesterday, and as we were talking about this, I said, is it really going to be possible to stop them from passing this? And you made a great point. I took the point that you made yesterday, actually, and I was just on CRN Digital or CRN Radio with Chuck Wilder's show just a few moments ago. And I mentioned the point that you mentioned to me yesterday, and that is that we can't forget that there are Democrats in some of these red counties who
absolutely.
Are absolutely seeing this groundswell and is going to put a tremendous amount of pressure on them if they want to keep their job in the next election. Is it possible that the groundswell of support now can stop the socialists in Virginia from even voting on this stuff?
Sure. If we can, we just need to turn two senators out of 40 our way. And then that would stop the agenda right there. We'd need to turn about five or six or more, something like that, in the House, of which we have 100. And again, if they are in a blue district, I mean a red district, yet they're blue. I mean, you can have that. You can have mostly, you know, pretty much red voters that still have a Democrat in there. And some of these districts this was not a referendum on gun control. A lot of these people, some of them just edged out by like less than 1%. They got their win. So that means it doesn't hardly take any gun owners to wake up in the next election. They're gone.
Well, that's what they're going to be. That's where we're going to try to hang our hat. Unfortunately, is, you know, this is reactionary. Of course, we would have liked to have been proactive and not had them in
it
at all. You tried. You made that point yesterday. And I quote you. We tried yesterday, or we tried prior to the election. We were unsuccessful. Now we have to do this. And that's what I say to voters. You know, elections have consequences. If you're a gun owner and you didn't show up, you're no friend of mine. I mean, come on now. You knew what was at stake. Well, we'll scold you later. Now you're going to pay the price. But it is possible to turn some of these who are going to have to face those voters again if they want to keep their job. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be that blue Democrat in that red county, have to go home to my district voting for socialist gun control in my county.
Yeah, let me give you another thing, too. And sometimes some of us out here, because there's so many conservatives that have guns, they tend to forget that we aren't the only gun owners. There are a lot of Democrats mm-hmm. that own guns. Believe me, there's a lot of them at the General Assembly that don't talk about it, but they carry concealed guns at the General Assembly.
Sure.
We're allowed to carry in there. They're out there too. And some of them, I'm sure, are on the phone, and we're going to be encouraging them, if they haven't, to get on the phone and call their Democrat leadership and say, I'm a gun owner and I don't want any of this stuff. Leave me alone. Because they too have been sleeping. And, with them awake too, now Democrats are hearing from Democrats saying, I don't want this, you know, do something else. You're wasting political capital on gun control, which we don't need when we could be doing X, Y, and Z. So don't underestimate that they're out there. And other gun owners, you need to understand that there are a lot of Democrats, and that's great. We need everybody. We've got LGBTQ members. You name it. You name the race, you name the religion, mm-hmm. all of that. They're gun owners. We need to all pull together on this. This, we can debate other social issues later, but for now, we need to be a solid team. Hunters, especially, they're not waking up. One of the bills would prevent a youth, somebody under 18, from being able to hunt because of the restrictions on guns. So the hunters are waking up. They should have been awake all along, but I'll take them. If they're awake, that's a huge voting block that we could use. And again, lots of Democrats in that mix.
Yeah, this is I can see Virginia flipping back in the next election cycle because of this charade being played here by the Democrats in that what is traditionally and historically been a bright red state. So it'll be interesting to see here.
If you think about it, Mark, if you got a bunch of, let's say, Republicans and conservative Democrats that are good on guns, and they've been sleeping, and so a locality flips blue. If all those people wake up and start voting again and get off their butts and vote, that county could flip back red.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly possible in the state of Virginia. What happened in Virginia, a lot of people say happened overnight. It didn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. It happened fairly quickly, but it didn't happen overnight. And a lot of people were asleep at the wheel, unfortunately, but it was just people asleep at the wheel. Let's go into an uncomfortable conversation. Northam is successful. We're going to have probably at least 8 bills come up in the legislative session coming up in January, all of them bad. Let's assume he's successful and he signs all 8 into law. Now you've got 60 counties and municipalities that are declared Second Amendment sanctuaries, and the governor decides he's going to start enforcing his gun control and doesn't like the fact that the sanctuary, because you know how the media is going to play this. The extremists are not the ones that are shoving gun control unconstitutionally down the throats of their citizens. It's the citizens who are responding saying, we don't want your that's how the media is going to frame that. That's going to be the extremist. Is there a possibility of a standoff in Virginia?
I don't know. I don't know it's really hard to predict what the governor's going to do on this stuff. I know one of our moves would be to take a lot of this stuff to court. An AR-15 ban, one of the most popular rifles in Virginia, probably 2 million of them in the state. The Supreme Court's already ruled, the popular common use guns can't be banned. So we've got courts. Yeah, things could get rough. We could have sheriffs saying we're not doing this. We don't have enough state police to go around enforcing this stuff in counties that don't want to enforce it. It's a big state. We have 95 counties, not to mention all the other localities. The state police can't do this. It's going to be fascinating, and I really, really hope that we can get them to back down so we don't go down a dark road that none of us want to go down. Nobody wins in the dark road I'm envisioning if we have to go down that.
All right, let me stop you right there. Can you stay with me one more segment to close out the show?
Sure.
Okay, that's great news. I'm talking with Phil Van Cleve, the head of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. We're talking about going down that dark road. What is that dark road, and why do we need to talk about it? I mean, somebody's got to talk about it, right? This is an uncomfortable conversation. But Virginia Democrats, socialists are forcing us to have it. We'll be back. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Philip, thank you for being here and having this much, much, much needed conversation on what we're witnessing in Virginia. Here's the lowdown. Not enough gun owners voted. Democrats took the reins of power in Virginia for the first time in 26 years. They're claiming a mandate on gun control. Blackface Northam is hell-bent on signing anything he can get through to please his puppet master, Bloomberg, and the rest of them who spent a bunch of money in the state and wants to show Washington that he's a good gun control guy. Meanwhile, pressure from the local municipalities and counties is mounting. As of right now, 43 counties in the state of Virginia have said, hell no, you're not going to take my AR-15, and hell no, I'm not going to enforce your unconstitutional edicts. Phil, thanks for sticking around. Did I get that right in a nutshell?
Yeah, you really did. That was a great summary.
Okay, so let's go down the road that you were talking about before. You've got a governor now that is not going to like being defied. Let me go to Connecticut before I do that. Let me go to Connecticut. You remember, Phil, after Sandy Hook in 2012, Connecticut, along with New York State, knee-jerked a bunch of unconstitutional gun control bills. One of them was a registration scheme in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Virtually no compliance whatsoever.
Yeah, and not even the police were compliant.
And we've called on this program, start enforcing your GOAT. Start enforcing it. They won't. They can't. It's not possible. If they do, it'll be a bloodbath. And they know it. They know it. Certainly, Blackface Northam has got to know that if he steps out into Appomattox County, for example, or Withville, for example, and says, I'm here to take your guns and enforce these laws. Well, you're laughing because you know Appomattox County and you know Withville. So do I. They're not going to hand over a damn thing. So what happens at that point? It's not laughable, really, but it is.
Yeah, it is, especially when you know, again, the sheriff's saying, no, we're not doing this. And the Commonwealth attorneys, some of them are saying they won't prosecute. so those are our prosecutors, and some of them are saying not doing it. Look at what the counties are saying, and they're kind of backing up the county. So you kind of end up with somewhat of a paper tiger, but you could still potentially be arrested. But I know that a couple counties are backing up their their resolution on Second Amendment sanctuary with a militia, an ordinance that they put through on militias, basically strengthening the militia. That's an interesting message to send back, and we're eyeing that as a potential next thing to push the other counties do as well. I look carefully at the wording that was done and run it by our lawyers, and we may want to start getting that rolling as well.
All right, now tell me a little bit about that. Give me some detail. I was unaware of that.
Well, I mean, if you look at the Virginia Constitution, Article 1, Section 13 is our equivalent of the Second Amendment, but better. It says that a well-regulated militia consisting of the body of the people, which is all of us,
right.
trained arms, is the proper, natural, and safe defense of a free state. And they're saying, and there's also a separate militia clause, which I just read the other day. I'm not greatly familiar with all the details of it. But again, saying that we the people are the militia in this state, and some counties, I think, are believing that maybe we should start getting the militia mustered and doing some things, training and things of that nature.
That'd send a message to Richmond, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
You know what you're going to get from the gun prohibitionist crowd. You're going to get, look at these extremist wacko nows. Because I can tell you right now, Media Matters is listening to us right now. They'll take a listen to this. And, now all of a sudden, Phil Van Cleve and Mark Walters are calling for mustering the militia and for war against. I mean, they're going to say this stuff.
Yeah, of course they are. They will twist it. You're asking to walk down a dark road. Well, there's a dark road. And there's a reason there's a Second Amendment. It just is. And I pray we never have to use it. But the Founding Fathers, they there was a reason they gave us the Second Amendment and the First and all the others. And we can't let them take that away from us. We simply can't do it. And the Founding Fathers wouldn't expect us to do that. That's why they put it there, so we could protect this country from, because they knew these were some of the smartest people probably ever around. You look at what they did with the Constitution, their writings, everything about that. And they knew that at some point government drifts into becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. And eventually it becomes, it wants to take over everything. It wants to become, the only power. It's just the way it is. It's the way it's happened through history forever. They knew it would probably happen here. But by giving us the Second Amendment, it's not happened for well over 200 years. And
let me stop you, Phil. There's a reason that the other side, I've asked the question before many times. And listener, I'm going to ask you again. Ask yourself this question. Why is it that every single socialist running for power in Washington, D.C. to take over the White House right now has as part of their agenda your disarmament? Why?
Of course.
What is it that they have planned that requires you to be disarmed? What? That's a legitimate question. Go ahead,
Phil. It is absolutely legitimate. And, of course, you can't have socialism and communism with an armed populace. You can't do it. So the mistake they made in becoming socialist and communist was they didn't disarm us first. And then bring that up. They brought them both up at the same time. Horrendous mistake. Not that they could have ever disarmed us anyhow, but they made their point clear. Yes, in Venezuela, everywhere they have these horrendous socialist or communist governments, the people are disarmed, helpless, starving. Rich countries are now poor countries. And America could go exactly down that road if we don't stand up and say, no, we're not doing it. We're going to remain a free people, and we are not going to become socialist or communist, period. Not doing it.
Yeah, I well said. I'm going to let that stand right where it is. It's a very scary thing to see what's happening in Virginia for the rest of us outside. And I hope, listener, that what we're talking about in Virginia and what Phil, unfortunately, Gottlieb said this the other day about the New York case, or I'm sorry, about the Remington case when we were talking about it a couple weeks back on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast on Sunday, when I was questioning him about Remington eventually winning this case. He says, they're definitely going to eventually win the case. The problem is they're going to have to go through the meat grinder first. And I thought that was a good analogy, so I used it for Virginia. Because unfortunately, mm-hmm. Phil, you of all people are going through the meat grinder. You and your constituents, your membership base. I'm going to guess real quick, your membership ranks are swelling, right?
Oh, wait. Okay. Way up.
I figured it would. That's going to be really good for VCDL.
My emails, I'm 6,000 emails behind. I can't get closer than 6,000. They're just pouring in like a fire hydrant.
Which is why I'm very thankful for you being here today. I've left you alone because I knew how busy you were going to be. But yesterday, I just couldn't take it anymore. So we've got to get you on here to talk about this. I also want to get you on the MonsterCast to do the same thing. We'll work off air to do that. But okay. It's vital, listener, that you pay attention to what you're hearing here, because what the meat grinder that Phil and the rest of Virginia gun owners are going through is what the National Socialist Party has in store for you if they take both houses of Congress and the White House. This is exactly what they have in store for you. Now, Phil, I know you'll probably agree with this prediction, but as it was stated on the show a couple of days ago, I think it was Alan Corwin who said there were about 231 counties now across the country that are declared Second Amendment sanctuaries. Of course, we know New Mexico, Washington State, Colorado sheriffs, very famous for doing that. If this were to happen across the country, we would see that become thousands, just like you're seeing the groundswell in the state of Virginia. So this is, in fact, a legitimate, real eye-opener for the rest of the country, which you're having to go through, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And believe me, they've got their eyes on Kentucky, North Carolina, Florida. They've
Arizona.
Got their eyes on all of it. There's nowhere to run. We either stand up and fight. There's nowhere to run. Unless you want to run to Venezuela.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to leave it at that. Phil Van Cleve, head of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. Where can people help you and get involved with VCDL?
VCDL.org. You can get up there, get information, see what's going on with this. And those of you in other states, watch what happens here. Hopefully we'll be able to do the best we can to fight this back. Maybe it'll be a model for you.
And we pushed it to the limit. What a great way to close out Armed American Radio's Power 3-Hour Monster broadcast today. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to get up and do it again tomorrow because we can. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.